Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello, Zoophiles. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, your other boy, the international superstar. And today, if I'm correct, Shannon, is August the 13th. And I am out on the road with one insane clown posse. So this is a pre-tape, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I will be at the Gathering of Juggalos this whole week, but Shannon and Jorge were nice enough to make sure we had all the time we had this week to make sure that we didn't miss any episodes. And I am very glad and appreciative of them for giving up their time. Across the table from me, two extremely funny, wonderful, talented, and beautiful people from the Super Selly Joe's podcast. It is my good friend and yours, Alex Tomaselli.
Hey, man.
How you doing, brother?
I'm well, dude. It's always good to see you.
Thank you for being here, my friend. And yes, next to him, from the Pimp Daddy Pod, it is our good friend, Sherry Suprain. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for having me, Zach. I love coming here.
Very good. Thank you guys so much. Let's get plugs out of the way. Sherry, what do you want people to check out?
Pimp Daddy Podcast. I have my first Don't Tell appearance in Pittsburgh the 16th. If anyone's in Pittsburgh, come on down.
Very, very cool. Mr. Thomas Sally.
Yeah, check out Super Selly Joe's. I do a podcast with Joe Gorman. It's a lot of fun. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. And September 5th, Concentric Brewing Company in Portland, Connecticut. It's my show. I run it. It's going to be a good time. Greg and Rob, headlining. Come through.
Excellent. If you guys want to see me live, go to Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny or punchup.live/Zach Amico. I got a run of the South coming up where I will be in Nashville, Tennessee. Pulaski, Tennessee. Did I get there? Yep. Nashville, Pulaski, Miamisburg, Ohio, and Lexington, Kentucky. That is the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Please come hang out. I'll be out on the road with my good buddy, Jay Wall. And hey, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get a little bit of money off of your monthly subscription. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas Digital podcast. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat. And most importantly, you get that Friday episode. That's right, we do three episodes a week here, but one is behind the paywall at Gas Digital. So if you want to watch all three episodes a week, the only way to do that is to subscribe at Gas Digital. And if you use that promo code ZOO, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. All right, friends, so we have some fun shit to fucking look at today, but this one just caught my eye, and I want you're dazzling urbanites yourselves.
Yeah, sure.
And this really freaked me out. This was in Cincinnati, I believe. Pest control workers discover rat inside home over 22 inches from nose to tail, are afraid.
No, it's bigger than a yes nice cock.
I'm trying to think of the biggest dildo I have.
And are afraid it is not the only one in the neighborhood.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, I've seen rats as big as cats out here. That's regular out here. I've stepped on
21 inch. No, dude, that's way.
It is massive.
No, it's huge.
That's a mutant right there.
Yeah. That's
mutated.
21 inch, Shannon. How big would that would be?
It's a young Master Splinter.
That would be almost 2 feet long.
Yeah, that's like God, the rodents of unusual sizes in Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a good pull, Shannon.
I'm 100 years old.
No, that movie rules. That's a great movie.
Is there a video?
Timeless movie.
No, it was in England.
Oh, it was in England. Yeah. I'm sorry, the website was Cincinnati.
Oh, there's big rat in the wall.
That's why you need guns.
It's got teeth like us.
Oh, give me a cheese, governor. And a knife.
Yeah. No guns over.
Freeze, bruv.
Give me the food, fam. Give me the food. That's how they talk.
You want to get wet, old man? I'll stick you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, that's insane. That's a fucking... Ah, God damn, bro. That's like a fucking, like, muskrat in the wild. That's like a rat that shouldn't even be in the city. That thing should be in the... Yeah.
So I've heard this discussed. I know other people have talked about it on other podcasts. Basically, people think that the pandemic really fucked up rats. It made rats really aggressive because a lot of the restaurants that they were used to going in closed with the supplies in there.
Yeah.
So it became like a Lord of the Flies.
They evolved.
They got more aggressive because there were no more restaurants. They got access to like unlimited food, so they got huge.
Mm.
And the ones that were falling behind, I think, were getting eaten by the other ones.
Oh, God.
So I think now we're getting like these big aggressive rats.
Super rats, just gigantic.
I've said before, they knocked down the building right next to mine. And now my street at night, they're just fucking crossing. And they're like, the rats in my neighborhood cross the street like fucking, like black guys do in the afternoon.
Yeah,
like,
they don't care if the cars are coming.
They're fucking juking.
Yeah,
they got a towel over their head and a fucking portable speaker.
Yeah, got the do-rag.
Rolling a blunt while moving for some reason.
They could not give a shit about these cars.
No.
And they're so fucking scary, dude.
That's fucking wild. That's like, there's like 10 horror books just based on this.
Yeah.
Like a giant rat infestation. They eat you and they.
Is there
every orifice, too.
A creep show? I know there's the creep show. No, it's Trilogy of Terror's rats, right?
Yeah, there's also the Cabinet of Curiosities, the Guillermo del Toro show on Netflix.
Cool.
They did one like that, too.
Yeah, because Roaches is the first creep show.
Right. Yes, when the
guy's obsessed with being clean. Yeah.
Right, yeah, Howard Hughes type. Yeah.
And, but yes, the rats are, I believe, the first or second story in the first Trilogy of Terror?
I do not recall. Damn, I haven't seen the original Trilogy.
Are you familiar with Trilogy of Terror?
No, I know the doll, but I haven't. I have no clue.
Trilogy of Terror was I want to say straight to USA.
Okay.
But it was with Karen Black, and it was like a three-story horror movie. And one of them, I believe, was a lady getting buried alive with rats. But they both end with it's called the Zuni doll.
Okay.
And it's basically racist Chucky.
All right.
Yeah.
It's basically it's Africa Chucky.
Yeah.
Spear Chucky.
Damn, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. That's great. Someone knows that reference is cracking up. That was fucking
tribal.
Great.
But he's like a little tribal guy with a necklace. And if the necklace comes off, he's got like sharp teeth and he goes, my Uncle Angelo had a Zuni doll replica in his house. My Uncle Angelo had that, and his entire living room was a Phantasm II Subway poster.
God damn, dude.
So I grew up around this
shit. Sounds
like
a fun guy.
Phantasm.
Dude, Uncle Angelo.
Sounds like
you
want to
talk
guy,
about
bro.
My white trash roots. Uncle Angelo was my dad's best friend. He was an electrician.
Oh, he's not your real uncle.
No, he's my dad's best friend.
Oh, yeah. I have those two. Yeah.
I think he had to be like 5'4".
Yes.
Redhead.
Short king.
And he had stars tattooed on his knuckles so that when he punched you, you saw stars before
and
after.
That's so funny. Yes. I love that about him.
Before and after.
Yeah.
And,
let you know you're going to see stars today, you little
And boy. He, dude, he was so fucking funny. He fought a goose.
A goose.
What?
He was. They were driving, and he looked at the goose. He's like, "Do you think I could beat that thing up?" And everyone's like, "No." He's like, "Pull over."
Yeah. Watch this duck goose right here.
And
son.
goose one hard.
I was about to say, unprovoked goose is just waiting, dude.
Goose.
His beaks.
Lit him up.
His beaks just keep going.
And what else? I watched him pick up a Playboy Playmate once, which was awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She was probably like so much taller than him.
She was huge. Like,
he came up.
But she was
like
hot. She was in good shape.
No, I
she was from
it.
Like the 80s and we were at a horror convention and he walked right up to her and started talking and then he dropped me off at home and went back and fucked
her. Yeah, he did.
Yes, dude, yeah. Get at Zachy, I gotta go take care of some business.
He didn't have the voice. He was Irish.
Hey, second.
Hey, mate.
I got to go see a lady. Lady of the night.
I'm trying. There's so many fucking Uncle Angelo. He, I mean, I have a really mean one. I don't want to say.
No, it's now I'm intrigued.
You,
yeah,
you can't
about.
Say that. That whatever.
No, I don't want to.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, then okay. All right. Yeah. All
right. Yeah, that's why I want to be.
You wait till he dies, and then we'll.
Yeah.
We'll
then,
have
I'll, then I'll talk about. Abusing strippers.
Yes.
Hey, I mean.
Well, you just get Chris from Brooklyn on. We could talk about that.
I went to a strip club alone.
When? Recently?
Yeah, like a month ago. My wife was away on like a writing convention, and I was just a little drunk, a little high. And I said, you know what? Well, first I went to go get a sex worker, and I was like, don't do that.
Perfect.
Don't
take
do
it down
that.
A level.
Yeah, yeah. So I went to Pumps in
Brooklyn.
Yeah, Bushwick. I know. I ride by it all the time. Yeah,
and I went alone, and it's so weird now. I'm just standing there, and no one's coming up to me. And finally, the stripper comes up to me. She's like, "Are you waiting for anyone?"
Oh, God, like, damn.
No, bitch, I want a lap dance. What's no? Fuck. But I felt awkward. But you know.
Is that place good? It looks so small from the
outside.
It's small.
Yeah. It's small.
It's small. And
it's like kind of woke a little bit too. A little. Ugh. I don't know. It didn't ever used to be. They used to pop ping pong balls out of their. Pussy, man.
Oh man,
it's
what happened.
And this is I am not the. I don't think you should have to tip at the strip club guy. I think you
if you're
always,
at the bar, you got to put money.
You
down.
You always got to put money down yeah. for every girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there are aggressive at Pumps.
Oh yeah,
like they yeah. will stare you down,
mm-hmm.
and you could have just sat down.
That's
like,
how it was. I didn't know. I didn't.
You
know
could like
etiquette.
Just sit down yeah. and be putting taking your jacket off. And a girl will be like, "Where's my tip?" He'd be like, "Oh, I just sat down." And she'd be like, "This bitch," and she'll just start yelling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I've had. Yeah, the Pumps is a little, and some of the same girls that work Lucky's work Pumps,
mm-hmm.
and I've always been kind of like, "Well, Lucky's is free,
right?" So I'll just go to Lucky's.
I'll just go to Lucky's and see a flash of your butthole.
Exactly.
As you crawl
that.
Across the bar, and I'll give you a much better tip.
100%.
Because it's regular prices.
Yeah, and it's worth it. Some of them girls, they got armpit hair and stuff. It's just
oh, like, yeah.
No, oh, I have no problem with that.
No?
That does it for me.
I gotta get over that.
You would not have a problem with it. I don't have a problem if I don't know until it's too late.
Okay.
That's happened to me when a girl's just like taking her top off, and I'm like, well, we're already here.
Yeah, might
I'm
as well.
I'm not going to be like, get out.
Might
know?
As well.
What do I just don't look.
Now, Sherry, please forgive my bluntness here.
No, do it.
You posted a thirst trap photo not too long ago, and I was so impressed
yeah.
with how together you are.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You fit.
Don't let the loose clothes
yeah,
fit you.
Man.
It's over a tight little bod.
Oh, man, I have a really sexy body. It's kind of crazy.
I was... It, yeah. And I knew it wasn't for me.
Yeah, that's.
It weird. Was for everybody. I needed attention at the time. I lost a lot of weight from Ozempic, and I was like, I'm doing
dude,
it.
I had no idea.
I wanted
nice.
Everyone to see it.
Very, very impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And yeah. then we had a brief conversation about the clit sucker toy.
Yeah, that thing steals my head what? Game, man. Like,
you
I
ever,
can't compete
have you ever,
with that.
No, I haven't heard of this.
Oh, dude, you gotta. What would be what the official? I always called it a clit sucker. I don't know
yeah,
what it's called.
Yeah, I don't.
Shannon, do you know the thing I'm talking
womanizer.
About?
Womanizer. It's called the Womanizer, the actual toy that I have.
It's like Britney Spears song.
Like the Britney Spears song.
Yeah, yeah.
Who you trying to.
It goes on the clit and it like sucks it. And there's three different settings.
Because it makes
settings.
Him make that. Well,
I've seen it as a rubber duck, too.
Yeah, I believe
what?
It. I could see that.
But you got to, dude, you got to see the way this thing.
It's a, mm-mm. You can't compete. Like, your mouth cannot do that.
It
just, you just can't.
Now, yeah, now you know how we feel with the
I know, it's
these,
true.
I have a bit about this where, yeah, you guys have, like, machines to help you, and you guys complain. Not you, but you know what I mean?
No,
the girls
I know.
Will, some, not all of them either, but some girls will be like, oh yeah, guys need help. They asked for directions and shit. It's like you guys have things. Help. You have like the Terminator helping you.
Yeah,
why
yeah,
why
yeah.
are you getting mad at me? Like
it's true.
The fuck. I'm
oh,
a
dude,
human man.
I had a girl blow her puss out with the fucking the Hitachi.
Oh, the Owen Gray machine.
Yeah, that is. That looks
that
like an appliance, like a kitchen
it.
Appliance.
Dude, that
yeah.
thing. Took...
You know, it looks like a fucking mixer.
Dude,
she just, like
took it, skin off her.
It fucked her up like. Her pussy looked like remember when Homer Simpson tried to box? It was God. Just huge. And it was all lit up. And I just remember the head of it is white.
Yeah.
It turned red over time from eating up cunt meat.
Jesus Christ. God.
Just grinded it.
Just raw dogging down.
Yeah, it was like
the butcher shop.
Scorched earth.
Yeah, dude, this thing fucking went to work.
Oh, my God, dude.
Chad, did you find the womanizer?
Told her to turn it down. That's insane.
No, because then they're chasing the dragon, dude.
It is that. You'll never get
too close to the sun.
Yeah. You'll never get too
yes.
high. Yep.
Oh, I've seen these. Yes.
Yeah, the one fourth from the second from the left, third from the left is the one I'm familiar with.
Yeah. Mm. That's basically the one I have, like that.
I've seen the second one.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a upside down mouse or a pipe.
Yeah, it does. It's like a bowl.
I've seen the one that loops around before, too, in like movies, but not in real life. I've seen these.
Dude, this thing, you almost want to be like, so should I leave?
Yeah.
Well, it is because I give it to my wife and like she'll come in like 2 seconds. But then it's like the kind of cum for women, it's like it's a hardcore cum. So then like you're like, and then you're tired.
Yeah, she's like rolling around.
So
like, don't
touch me. So we wait till the very end for that because I'm not doing it in the beginning because then I don't, we don't get to have fun.
Dude, this thing, it'll really. You're almost like, should I go make a sandwich or something? Yeah.
Just come
back. You need me?
Just come back.
Keep this in mind.
Yeah, I'll just play with her nipples while she does that because
that's all I ask for.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Like, listen, sweetheart, I got this one. You're on nips.
Yep. No one touch my nipples, dude. I don't want it.
Really?
No,
you're
dude.
Sensitive?
A beautiful woman, even. I'm like, yeah, stop. It hurts.
Oh, man. Aww. We're going on the road this week.
Yeah, I know.
You just planned your whole weekend.
I'm
dude.
Sleeping and you're going to touch my nips? No.
Yo, I'm going to make you come.
Oh, no.
Going to change my mind.
You're never going to you're going to be a nipple guy.
A titty twister?
No.
Have you ever given a titty twister?
Of course. I've
given, but you can't take.
I can't take any abuse. I can't dish it out sexually, the abuse that I've... Like, if girls, like, choke me, I'm like, of course. Okay. If a woman goes... Please stop! No! Right. Oh, God!
One time I traded two girls that they would eat each other's pussy in front of me if they could pierce my nipples with...
Jesus Christ.
Safety pins.
Ooh.
So... Ooh.
Depends on how thick the safety pin
is. It was a big boy.
Okay.
I got one of those on my back. Not
That's
this one.
Pretty
different
big,
back.
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
And I thought you had a safety pin through your back.
Oh, no.
So it was like a goth trick and a punk trick.
Yep, of course.
Big difference.
And one was like a Victorian. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
85 pairs of underwear.
She's a vampire.
Yeah. Yes.
I am a vampire.
And then the other was like kind of like just like a pop punk.
Yeah, shaved side of her head or whatever. Yeah.
And we're going through something, and because they were piercing my ear. And they're like, we really want to do your nipples. And I'm like, I don't like that. Because I've had my nipple pierced before, and it rejected. So now I have a big nipple, little nipple situation.
Yeah, that can do that.
And I also got a caught on the shower door once.
Oh, fuck me. Sorry. Got a big visual on that.
Mm. Yeah.
I had to just touch mine.
I had a girl one time. We were at a diner, and she got up real quick, and her belly button got snagged on the table. And it was, it was a fucking nightmare. Yeah, it's...
Blood everywhere?
She ripped it. Yeah, it was brutal. She was a little hammered. It was like a group of people.
Good thing she never clipped on.
I've had that.
And ripped your clit?
No, I didn't rip it. God. No, I got it taken out. But I had it done.
So they're like, little pierce your nipple. So they put ice on my one nipple. We dip the safety pin in like fucking vodka or whatever because
sanitize it.
We're professionals.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're not a bunch of people who are hammered out of their minds.
No.
And dude, this girl holds the needle to my nipple, and she goes, "All right, we're doing the count of three." I go, "All right." And she goes, "One, two," and I look away. She goes, "Three," and she goes, "Uh oh." I go, what? Uh-oh. She goes, it didn't come back out the other side.
It's just in the cartilage, just swimming in there, bro.
She just stabbed me in the chest.
Oh, nice.
Oh. She went in. She didn't go through. She just went in. Thank God I have fucking fat tits.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't
feel
it.
She just... No, I felt it.
Oh, you felt it, okay.
And she just fully stabbed me in the chest.
Nice.
And then she's like, what do I do? She's like, I was like, you got to take it out. She's like, I can't take it out. It's too gross. So I had to take it out.
Some man
and
shit.
Just
manned up and just took it out.
Boy.
Did you need stitches afterwards?
No, I was busy watching two girls eat their brother.
That's what I was gonna say. If they're gonna get stabbed, you gotta get, let them.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I was busy watching. I was watching two girls eat each other's pussies.
You're like, now you're definitely eating pussy right now, bitch.
Sorry, lady.
Stab me. Exactly.
Yeah. All's well that ends well.
Hey.
It's one way to look at it.
I've done that before. I've eaten out girls in front of my guy. Hell
yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Someone
yeah.
was bleeding in the
talking
background.
I'm talking about 20s, you know, teens in my 20s.
Yeah,
you know?
that's a thing that
it's
happens.
It's fun, you know? Yeah. And then they want to fuck, and they promise they didn't want to fuck, and then they want to fuck them. Well, obviously, because you're turned on, you want to fuck now. And I'm like, no.
I haven't lived yet, guys, I guess. Not yet. One day. I'm on field.
There you go.
There you go. You're out here.
No, my group stuff is well in the rear view mirror.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, and it's fun
certain
to talk
party,
about.
You walk into the right room, exactly. You never know what was going to happen.
Exactly.
One time I had sex in front of a group of people on the roof of a building in Brooklyn.
That's hot. And other people definitely were watching.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was like a party.
Oh.
And there was this crazy dyke feminist, and I mean real.
Oh, God, protester type energy.
Shave sides of the head, fucking.
The lesbian bat signal.
Yeah, just the worst. Mm-hmm. Her name, I'll say it. Her name was Haywire.
Okay.
Sure it was. Her real name's Jessica.
Yeah. Haywire's my stud name.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite genre video, by the way. Yo, girl, what's your stud name?
Yeah.
Lucius.
Exactly.
What's your born name?
Victoria.
you just watch the facade fade away immediately.
Yeah, because then it's
and
not
she
real.
Was, and she, and I was making sweet love to a woman. While other people egged us on, and the girl Haywire, she's like, I can't believe you're having sex on my roof. This is disgusting. You're taking advantage of women. And I went, hey, sweetheart, start warming up because you're next.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched all the feminism leave. I fucking watched. And she went, I'm going to go to bed.
Shut her down.
Dude, I out alpha'd her while having sex with her friend.
She sure didn't act Haywire when you said that.
I barked it down. But then she called the police because we fell asleep on the roof naked. And I got woken up by the building manager and the police.
She's a big rat, just like those other ones we saw. Yeah. Fucking rat.
Good times, though, huh?
They are good times.
Good times. My other friend was taking pictures. He got them developed. They were on a real camera.
Actual.
Yep. Back in the day, man, I used to be able to keep a heart on. That's nuts.
Well, then
that's
they have Blue Chew, and they have.
I don't have any. I mean, I don't take anything, but
have you ever
back
tried?
In the day,
tried?
It's not, you
it's
know.
Not your thing.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
It's not. It doesn't. It works.
Right.
But it's not the same kind of hard for me.
That's
that,
what
like,
I hear from.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's not me hard.
Right. Exactly.
You
it feels
general?
More like a science experiment.
A Bunsen burner in my hands.
But you know, I'm almost 40. I used to be hard every time I rode a bus.
Yeah, just going over the bumps.
Yeah. I was always fucking. I never got like I remember being a teenager and my uncle being like, "Man, what's around? Like, don't just walk around with a hard on still." And I'm like, "What do you mean? It's embarrassing." And now I'm like, "Man, I wish I could just walk around with a hard on." I can't walk from the bed to the fucking lamp and come back still hard.
I'm hanging in there, dude. I'm still doing okay. I think it's a diet thing, but I don't know.
No, yeah. Well, you're a young, healthy man.
I'm trying, dude. I'm trying to.
As much as weekends on the road with me have taken that away from you.
Yes. I mean, those are my hedonistic times.
But whenever Alex and I are on the road, I like to make him stop and eat at places that just say the word eat.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The
best kind.
Famous sauce is what we look for.
Yeah, nice. That was a big fit. Yeah.
Famous
sauce. something where the staff is going to be racist, which they were.
Oh,
still,
so
I can
racist.
Never get over that.
Well,
that
so
ruled.
Racist.
That
you
was
know it's
so
going
to
be greasy and good food.
Yeah,
you know?
It was. How you know?
That's yeah, they were just
dirty
mad.
Dirty spoon food. You
they
know?
Were mad at the black guy walking around
sagging
outside
his
sagging his pants.
Goddamn black man sagging his pants.
Oh, yeah, they were furious. Great hot dog.
Sherry, were you in the background eating?
I think Sherry was the waitress.
we can't say the N-word anymore, but you know I'm thinking it.
Jerry, you could have worked here.
Yeah.
You would have been you would have fit right in, babe.
Loved
hell yeah.
Oh, that was a good time. what a good time.
All right, we got a bunch of other silly shit to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's one. Let's do a little murder dogs, guys.
What?
Police dog attacks bystander at funeral for slain NYPD detective. They can't even behave at a funeral.
Damn.
Oh, they have a video of it?
Aww.
Yo, stop the dog, buddy. Go.
So people hate this segment, as they should. But this is Murder Dogs, where we watch what dogs have been up to this week. And this is a
I have seen this.
This is a NYPD funeral.
Did he put his leg?
What the hell, man?
This is great. Yeah. It just sees the one. Yep, it sees, hey, you. Oh, you and
get over
you.
It, black man.
I'm going to get the gayest one.
Give me that zesty black boy right there.
I think he's Indian.
Oh, he's Indian, yeah.
P-O-6-6-7-0.
You think so?
P-O-6-1.
Yeah, I saw this.
P-O-6-6.
Look at that
smiling.
Dog. Yeah, he's like, yo, did I do good? Did I do good? You guys always send me after.
Yeah, show me your ID.
He wanted some curry, bro.
Pause up.
Curry chicken.
Oh, my God, dude.
He didn't hurt him.
He's nipped his shirt.
Yeah, it's not like he put his, you know.
If he was bleeding or something, I mean, yes, that dog probably.
He could have went right into his neck.
Yeah, I'm sure. Will that dog probably should retire with benefits? Yes.
100%. Yes.
I do not think that dog should be punished physically. I think it was being a dog.
No.
Lost its shit.
No bone today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He thought he was doing his job.
Bad boy.
You know? Yeah.
Get in the car, buddy.
They should make...
No window down.
Do they make canines wear body cams?
They should.
Yeah.
Because that would just be fun.
Just watch them go down.
I'd watch it as a TV show.
Yeah. Do it on the collar on here so you see the top of the head. That'd be
It's like
brilliant.
A GoPro right on the...
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
On the harness. That
I would love
cool.
that. Because then you'd see the attack and the whole thing.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Yes.
How come sometimes the airport has the dog and sometimes it doesn't? Is that they got a call that day to watch out?
Like a shift thing. I think it's just like periodically probably. It's like random.
A lot right? of influx of Muhammads traveling.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't get it because like if it's safe to do this today, then what? Like, is there an intense like a warrant? Like, do they have like the color system still?
Yeah.
By the way, this whole fucking you can take your shoes off thing. Like, you don't
now
have to.
Now you don't have
anymore?
To.
No.
Depends. I fucking got sent back through.
Because you didn't have your shoes on?
No, I kept my shoes on. I go through the fucking scanner at Newark.
Okay.
And the fucking guy goes, oh, your shoes set it off. You got to go back through.
Get the fucking shoes. Yeah.
And I go, okay, man. So I go back and the lady's there and she's, you know, being very, very helpful and kind, of course. Keep your shoes on, sir.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Freaking
shoes
out.
On your feet.
I'm freaking out.
And I went, that man just told me I had to take my shoes off.
Follow my direction.
I'm on my break.
And then she goes, I don't know.
And I don't care, boy.
I got 30 minutes till break.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So then I put my shoes through and they just put me through. But it was like, dude, like, tell me we're not like, and I watched it happen to three different people where they're like, oh, no, something's in your shoes. And I'm like, because I think that whole shoe thing.
It doesn't make
happened
any
one
sense
time.
I think it was, to get people controlled. And now that we're standing there in our socks like assholes.
Right, right. Sandals.
We're kind of under their thumb.
100%. Yeah.
And I think it was a control thing.
Yeah.
And
it
that
is.
Get used to that. That way you're going to get used to
everything
else that I say.
Laptop out, all that other
everything,
shit.
Yeah.
Because now we're conditioned already to listen like little kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it also just takes fucking forever.
Yeah, and they're so serious about it sometimes, too.
Dude, I got maybe the
Pat
weirdest.
You down.
The reason they took my bag the other day in, where the fuck was I? Detroit. And the lady opens my bag and she goes, oh, sorry. You had a book in here.
I go,
yeah. And she goes, yeah, sometimes books look weird in the machine. How few people read?
Yeah, dude, that's insane. A square object.
Yeah, the machine's like, what is this artifact?
what is
this vintage
nuts.
Item?
Well, TSA, if you've ever talked to them, none of them read.
No, exactly.
Yeah, they're not readers.
They're not readers.
They definitely...
Shan, do we have any story on this dog? Did it get suspended without pay or what?
I don't have that part, but what they are saying happened is that... the dog was in the back seat of one of the cops' cars and then just kind of escaped when they opened the door. Mm-hmm. And then they think that the dog went after this person because the loose clothing resembles the loose clothing of the trainers when the dog is going through training.
Interesting.
Also, it does say that they are starting to put body cams on dogs.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Well, the cops' reactions are terrible too, because they're like, guy, chill out. It's like, bro, your dog just attacked. Like, you could have better decorum besides standing there like, hey, move along. It's like, bro, you guys caused this. No, why the fuck are you acting like it's us?
I am not of the litigious variety. I've never sued anybody. I've never threatened to sue somebody.
Me either.
Yeah.
If a police dog bit me?
Yeah.
I might.
On camera?
On camera?
On
camera?
There's you go real high. And you'll get something. You know what I mean? You go like, hey, 100%. I need $1 million.
I would have fell to the ground immediately. And oh my God, I can't feel my back anymore.
Yeah,
I
mean, give me that video. Called somebody. Any lawyer be like, let's go high. I just want whatever. I don't want to pay rent for you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Open the yellow pages and go to Stein.
Or the Bergs.
Salino and Barnes. Right to him.
Anything that ends in ski.
Give me a Stein or a Berg.
It's risky.
Yeah,
it could be that could be Polish.
Yeah, give me a Stein or a Berg.
Yeah.
And let's start fucking going, baby. But it was an Indian. By the way, I think definitely just didn't want to buy an Indian person.
No.
Come on. He was like, what do you smell? What is this?
He definitely stinks like shit. So he's like, oh, it smells like the park.
He learned his lesson.
It smells like dog park. It smells like shit. Wow. You know? Fuck it.
Dog park.
It smells like other dogs. Let's go.
Okay. So we have a fun little game we're going to play today. Listen. Let's be honest. We're three pieces of garbage right here.
Proud garbage.
Yeah, we're kind of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And proud of it.
I have a little game we put together today. I found an Instagram that I love, which is it Orlando, Shannon?
Yes, Orlando.
It's Orlando mugshots. So I thought we would play a little Florida roulette.
Okay.
And we're going to look at a mugshot.
Okay.
And around the table.
Oh, boy.
Try and figure out what we think
they did.
That person was arrested for.
Oh, awesome. Boy. All right.
This time.
Just this time.
So it doesn't have to be what we think they're up to all the time.
Okay.
What we think led to this particular mugshot. And let's try it out.
Oof. We both went oof.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, first, obviously, driving infraction. Yeah. Or as my dad used to call it, a DWO.
Oh, it's like she stole cigarettes off the reservation.
Yeah, that's true. I'm getting
it's a
Asian,
res dog
but
right
now,
there.
Yeah, now I'm getting res like, dog. Yeah, she drank too much fire water. Ooh.
Do they have those in Florida?
Oh, yeah, maybe not. You're right. You're okay, right. No. All right.
I feel like Orlando, she's going to be Spanish and Asian.
That's ooh. True.
And that just
that's
made true. A Native American.
Yeah, that's true. I know she's got a little bald spot up there.
You think that could be from a fight?
Yeah, well, she got burned, maybe.
Yes, this is a salon.
So here's the thing. I don't think she's drunk because she'd be red.
Yeah, she'd have that Asian glow.
She'd have that Asian glow.
She'd have that Asian glow.
I'm going to go, this was smuggling.
Body packing up the sniz.
Yeah,
I'm going to go drugs, possession with intent to distribute. You guys want to try one?
Okay. I want to say just a simple DUI. She looks a little sauce, but you say she's not drunk because of the red, but maybe DWI, driving under the or while intoxicated.
This is more LA, but she was like, hurry up and buy, and they didn't, and she pulled a gun. I just, being different. Yeah.
All right, Shannon.
If you can just click away 1 second, I'm going to show you right here. So her name is Angelica Sanchez Batista, and you can click on it here. And she was booked with neglect of a child.
Ooh.
Oh.
Damn, that's sad as shit. Yo,
she doesn't look like...
She looks like a child.
What's she's 19.
Yeah.
What's the word? Fuck.
She does, here. She's 19. Yeah.
She has no remorse.
No.
Look at her face. She's like, yeah, fuck that kid. I never liked it, never wanted
pregnant.
It.
Yeah, that's a tough...
Teenage mom.
Yeah, Julio knocked me up and never came back.
Poor Sanchez Batista.
Fuck that kid.
All right, moving on, next one.
Okay, here is the next one.
Ooh, okay. Oh, had sex with a student.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first song, man.
Bartending at the Creek and Cave.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, being really annoying at a protest.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
That, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Their names. Lady, you're in front of a Dunkin' Donuts.
She stole some, maybe from Sephora, maybe.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Ooh, she got, whatchamacallit, Maybelline for her forehead.
Yeah, she needs some dry pads on the
Dude,
top.
Dude, that is reflective.
Yeah.
She could,
like, roast ants if she put a magnifying glass in front of her.
Pretty shiny up top there, God little glossy damn. Girl.
Is she a girl? That is a girl.
Scholastic yeah. Book okay. Fair. She's, far as
she's Scholastic robbed the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah, she robbed the Scholastic Book Fair, bro.
All these are plausible.
I am going to go.
She's got psycho eyes, though. I don't know. Got crazy
domestic
eyes.
Violence.
Yeah, she got crazy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is that is the
stare.
That is that's a lesbian, and that was domestic violence.
Those glasses are very lesbian.
Oh man, Shannon,
give it to us.
Everyone has their guesses in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could share this. She was charged with dealing in stolen property.
Okay. Wow, we're 0-0 on this. We're
really all.
What?
I think if you click away for one second, I think I may have actually found some more information on her. Give me one second.
What is okay. that even? She was
so
she
stole toasters.
When I looked
like
up
a bootleg,
when I looked up her thing, because it says in parentheses trafficking. So I looked up the codes that I found on the website, and it said receiving money from a pawnbroker by knowingly giving false information. So she basically tried to pawn.
She pawned something somebody stole.
Yeah, she stole something and pawned it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This, yeah, that's light.
Have you guys ever pawned anything?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's so humiliating.
It
every
is.
Time.
And then I would put it on loan. So then I would be like, I'm going to come back and get it. And then sometimes I would buy it back and then pawn it again and then buy it back and then pawn it again. It was bad.
I had a roommate who would do that. Every month when rent was due, he would pawn his own laptop.
Yep.
And be like, I'm trying to find another job, but they have my laptop.
Yeah. Pawn it again.
And then I had another roommate who, this was so dirty. He lives with me with a chick, and he goes, hey, listen, we got to leave, but she left her violin, and it's worth a lot of money. So if you want to take it down to the pawn shop, I'll say I didn't pack it.
Mm.
So I'm like, all right. So I take this violin to the pawn shop thinking, like, today's my day.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I'm a smart guy.
It's a violin.
It's a violin.
It's a violin. Yeah.
What am I? An asshole?
Exactly. Am I not going to do that?
What kind of a shithead would I be? I walk in, the guy looks at the violin. I mean, doesn't even look me in the eye. And then just goes on eBay and writes the name and make of the violin and goes, it says here 25. Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah. I'm rejecting this violin.
He rejected my violin. Yeah. And I just had to walk back out
that
with my violin. In my head, it's me standing there with him being like, can you do 825?
Exactly. We're going to negotiate on this.
Oh, I'm ready to go full Pawn Star. I've been watching. I'm ready.
Ready to negotiate.
Because he's going to be like, well, I got to sell it. I'll be like, yeah, but it doesn't take up that much space. And, you know, it's nice to have in the window, attract a higher clientele. I got my whole argument ahead of me.
He's just like, no, I don't want it.
And he goes, nah, no interest. Oh, it's humiliating.
Sad.
All right, Shannon, let's do another one.
Ooh.
She's the cutest. Maybe the second one was cuter. I don't know. I know that's not what we're doing.
I know.
Here. I'm doing it.
She's all right.
Possession of ecstasy.
Obsession of ecstasy.
This looks.
Can we get closer in on her pupils?
She also. Yeah. Ooh, that might. Okay. Interesting. She also has a, like.
Bunch of dark eyes.
Yeah. She also has a look of,
she's
like, I caught my man, you know.
Yeah, domestic
texting
abuse.
Some other bitch, and I went and I fucking smashed.
You realize that just you just meant she's Hispanic.
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
She's a Latina.
You got it. Yes, she's every Latina looks like they just committed a violent
crime.
Right.
So
right.
I'm gonna say she did something like
that. Yeah, like she covered a guy in gasolina.
Yeah.
With that
gasoline. Yeah.
All right, what are you guys?
I'm gonna
guesses?
Go with theft.
Yeah. Theft.
Yeah.
Assault.
Theft.
Sure. I'm a possession of ecstasy.
There you go. Drugs.
So specific. One of us is going to be right.
Stole from the Walmart.
Domestic violence.
Yes! Yeah, fuck yeah, dude! It. Oh, yeah!
You got them crazy eyes.
Wait, what
right.
the fuck's her name?
Jaishka?
Ooh!
Jaishka?
That can't be a typo.
Rodriguez.
Or it's supposed that's to be Jessica, right?
Yeah.
No, I think that's just Jessica.
Yeah, they have funny
Jessica.
Names.
Jessica Rodriguez.
All right, keep it going. I love this. I'm having fun. Roll your eyes. I think we got one or two more.
Hell yeah. I'm so hyped. Any Latina, dude. They're spicy.
Oh,
somebody drank all the Mountain Dew out of the fridge.
Why are all these girls bald on top, bro? What's going on with these bitches in Florida, man?
Oh, God.
They
dude.
Need some Nutrafol.
I just hear her voice. It's like,
My one eye is definitely not bigger than the other
can
one.
Can you retake the picture, please?
She definitely has really pretty friends that she drives around.
Yeah. She's one of them.
This bitch is on 10 and 2 while hot girls are texting.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She is the designated driver.
She lets them pick the music in her car.
The aux cord is for them.
Yeah, the aux cord is. Yeah, she prepares it for them.
Exactly.
How do my eyebrows look?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she also. She has.
She looks miserable.
Yeah.
Albanian.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Maybe she's bad.
No, there's some. Yeah. No, that's it's the lips.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fuck, dude. This is tough because, yeah, I don't know. The one that librarian bitch really threw me for a loop.
She did throw me. I'm going to go with neglect of a child on this one.
Okay, another neglect.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Arson. Let's just fucking go
that's
arson.
That's awesome.
Dude.
All right, I am going to go shoplifting.
Yeah.
Fuck. It is shoplifting. I know it.
That would make sense.
Okay. So this one's a weird one.
Oh.
She was booked for 20 charges of practicing medicine without a license.
That is crazy. And then she giving blood injections?
If you click away from it.
The fucking Motel 6, bro.
I found an article about it.
Mm.
Oh, was she putting concrete in fucking ladies' butts?
Yeah, shooting them up. Ooh, that'd be nice. Concrete.
So in this particular, you can share this if you want. So in this particular one, it said that she was treating a customer's double chin area. And then this is the girl.
Oh.
And she said she treated her once, and then she severely burned her, and then continued to treat her for 8 more times to try to treat the damage.
Oh, my God.
And then they found out that she was doing this without a license.
Did she have her own place, or she?
I think she was working at a place.
Okay, so she's just a liar.
Yeah, and this girl, she wasn't taking money from her. She did it in exchange for using her photos online.
What the fuck? That is clout chasing.
Oh,
so
fuck,
weird.
Dude.
Yeah, I bet she gave her a ride to and from, though.
Yeah, she did.
I'm staying with the that's the
discount.
Girl that drives people around. Let's do at least one more.
Yeah, definitely.
I have just one more. Here's the last one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
okay.
A meth head right there.
Yeah, dude, at public.
Look at them eyebrows, baby.
Not public intoxicant. What is it? The smoking meth on the park bench.
Drug possession.
Screaming at an alligator that is just like a rock or something.
Oh, no.
They got tails. Yeah,
is it a crocodile or alligator?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Look at the snout. Like, lady, that's a
failure
that's a
to appear.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm saying public.
Drugs?
I said
public,
drug possession.
Yes. Free basing or something.
Shannon?
Or prostitution. Sorry.
Yeah.
So while I pull it up, extra points if you can guess her age.
Oh.
24.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, damn it.
Any other guesses?
36.
Fuck. 27.
Okay, you can share this now. So she's 33.
Close.
And it was a battery, domestic battery.
Damn.
Yeah, damn that'll it. Do it.
Also, if anybody watches Love Island, this is just pretty funny because she does look just like her.
Oh, no. The Timu version
she
of the girl.
She is. There is prettiness there. It's just, yeah, she's got a rough go of it. She has really great eyes, honestly. Beautiful eyes.
Pretty eyes.
Do you ever watch those channels where they interview hookers?
I used
on
to.
YouTube, where they'll be like, how long you been in town for? Where are you staying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit like that. I feel like 1 out of every 10. I'm like, she's not bad.
No, not at all. No.
Yeah.
No. Some lot lizards
some are
bad.
Tough.
No, some are rough.
Yeah, I think you got to catch them on the beginning of the trajectory.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's like porn stars. They're not like hookers, but they're hooker. They're like,
yeah, but they're also not in the sun all day.
I was about to say they're not in the sun all day, but they're cooking. They're the best case scenario
of behind the 7-Eleven, just hanging out, walking around.
Yeah, they're not trying to find shade behind a La Quinta that I'm staying in.
By the way,
now Jerry, when you said you would get a sex worker while your chick was out of town, what would you have? What would you have gone for? What would be like the request?
I would. Yeah, I mean, I would like, because my wife is thicker. She's a bigger girl, so I would want a smaller one, so I could throw her around a little bit.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hard to throw my wife around. Not that I don't love it. You know, I put her on the edge of the bed. You know, it's easy, but I want to be able to pick a girl up and throw her around a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, can I beat the shit out of you?
Yeah. No, I know you're like, daddy.
My wife's got a massive ass.
Yeah, and I love
now,
my wife.
Now, all
I'm
I
down, but...
want when I watch porn is fat tits.
Yeah,
and then I used to date a girl with giant tits, and all I watched was big butt porn.
Right, because we want what we can't always
have. Yeah, you
have.
Always want the,
It's human nature.
Yeah, so I think that's why I feel like every time I go to a strip club, I'm always like, I want a black one.
Yeah, a black skinny one, which are like the unicorns, because you can't really find them a lot, you know?
Yeah, that or an Asian with big naturals.
Oh, that's even
hotter.
Dude,
it's the best.
That's even hotter.
Yeah, Asian with big tits. Yeah, that's
natural
a fucking...
Natural tits, too. I love so a natural. Nice. I do.
I miss them.
What about you? What kind of hooker would you go for?
Black. I've never had sex with a black chick, so I got
never yet.
I got no, and it's not for lack of trying. It's
it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, and I also it's not like I don't hang out with the black chicks. Like I don't know where they hang out. So
it's probably because you call them the black chicks.
Just
it's probably
that was bad.
It's probably because you go to places and go, hey, we're all the black chicks. Where do the black chicks hang out?
Yeah, it's
go to KFC, bro. Popeyes.
Yeah, that's where they hang.
Yeah, Crown Fried. Yeah, no.
Yeah, if it's a K that doesn't stand for Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly.
A crunchy Kennedy. Excuse me, Kennedy. There's a few.
Yeah, there's Kennedy, there's Crown Fried.
On the road, there's Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
Crispy Crunchy is really good.
Yeah, it's just lack of the environment I live. You know,
I could introduce you to someone.
Let's do it, dude. Yeah. I'm for it.
We're in their 40s, but...
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, that's just, it's honest, like, not to be, you know, too gross, it's just like the only one. The only, like,
you got
race.
Middle Eastern?
Yeah, yo, that's great. In Philly, a girl after a show, it was the tomato show. I don't know if they throw tomatoes
at
us.
Yes, I've heard of it.
It was wild. She took me back to her place, and I couldn't figure out what she was. And then when we were hooking up, I'm looking around, and she had pictures of her family and her, and they're all in burkas. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
like, this is,
no.
Her family would kill her right
fucking
now.
Fucking haram right
if
now.
If they knew,
bro.
Yeah. But it was awesome.
She's probably going to figure it out the way she said tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato?
Tomato, tomato.
No, she wasn't all, but she, yeah, I should have known. But, she wasn't all, you know, burka'd up.
That
she was just.
Up.
Yeah, she was, it was the.
She was modern. American. She was Americanized.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. A few Asians. Yeah, Hispanic chicks. A lot of white chicks. You know, it's because me.
Yeah.
But yeah, just haven't been able to. The stars have not aligned. So
I have faith.
It'll happen. I'm still out. Yeah.
I recently saw a black chick that I used to hook up with like maybe 12, 14 years ago. And man, time was not coming.
Not
like,
good to her.
I know. Listen, I look like shit.
No,
trust me. I wasn't good to start with. I have aged poorly. I've. Terrible.
I think he's cute.
I mean, really, really, really gross. This girl aged like the ain't nobody got time for that lady.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This girl, when I met her 10 years ago, was tiny and tight and fucking not a wrinkle on her.
Ooh.
And I don't know what happened, but she was an old black lady. I have no idea. Like, dude, this young girl that I used to hook up with. That would wait. I ghosted her, and then she lied and she told all her friends that we broke up because my penis was too small to physically have sex with me.
Bullshit.
Thanks, Shannon.
There she is. Call your mom. Call your dad. Hide them all. Hide your mom. Hide your dad.
Dude, I saw her on the street, and she was so. All I remember is thinking, like, she's so old. And I'm sure she was like, he got so fat.
I've had that a few chicks who were like smoke shows when I was a kid. I'd run into them, and I leave being like, because they're like, we should hang out. I'm like, nah. Like, if this was 10 years ago, you wouldn't even want to hang. And now shit's gone sideways.
They peaked back then.
Yeah. Do Pilates.
Dude, this was the girl that used to wake up. It was when I was working night selling tickets. and this fucking lovely woman.
Lovely woman. I love that.
7:15 in the morning every day would wake me up to say she needed breakfast. And I'm like, I went to bed at 5. And she's like, you love to sleep in.
You're like, I work till 5 in the morning, bitch.
Yeah. And then she would literally like be going through menus. And she'd be like, I want something savory, but I also want something crunchy. And she's just like going through menus, like giving me instructions.
Pick something, bitch.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. It's the worst.
What do you want? No, what do you want? What do you want? No, what do you want?
Oh, and then
she's got to tell them what they want.
Oh, and she told me she would never eat anything that came out of the microwave.
What?
I know, right?
No, I'm the microwave queen, bro.
And she fucking had no money. Like, I understand being bougie and rich and being like, hey, I can't eat that. I'll get my own thing. It was then she would come over with no money.
Yeah, and expect it.
Yeah. I remember one time she's like, let's make Bellinis. And I'm like, what? And she's like, just get like a $70 bottle of champagne. And I'm like, and we're going to put juice in it?
Yep.
Fuck you. We're getting an $8 bottle of champagne and fucking Snapple Mango.
Yeah.
That's banging.
Are you nuts?
Actually.
I'm not spending money on Bellinis.
Just tell her you got the $70 champagne. Bitch wouldn't know anything.
Yeah, it's fucking. That's the least. If you could. I can't imagine. And I like champagne now.
Me too.
I really like it. And I still like.
It's a fun buzz too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's like a bubbly.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
I don't drink like. I drink like a girl. Like, I drink anything that tastes fruity. If you give me like hard alcohol, I'm like, by itself. Like, if a guy's like, have a glass of whiskey, I'm like, eh. Just like,
oh, dude, I had a shot.
No, thanks.
I had a shot of Malort over the weekend.
I've never had to Chicago. Thing,
Lord
right?
Calvert. Ugh, I've been there.
Dude, I
never had it.
Way better. Whatever you, is that good whiskey?
Malort?
Though? Yeah.
Malort. No. So, Malort is like, it's a Chicago thing, I think.
Yeah,
or
I've heard
that
of it.
Midwest, I guess.
The Midwest. Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
So it's like the shot you dare people to do at the bar.
Okay.
Ooh.
It tastes like you're doing a shot of the bar.
Oh,
just rank a dank.
You know what I mean?
Like, you can smell a bar from outside.
It's like the low. Is this low level alcohol? Like
Shannon, bring up whatever Malort is.
Dubra?
Malort.
It's a liqueur.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like wood.
Ooh.
It physically tastes like the bar.
Like you're eating a tree.
And imagine, but like the burn of like high volume liquor.
Fireball.
It says that it's a wormwood based liqueur known for its strong, pungent flavor, often described as medicinal, citrusy, and intensely bitter.
It was fucking awful. And I love Jaeger. So I thought I could do this.
Yeah, Jaeger's like licorice-y though.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a little licorice. I could do
love Jaeger. Love Zambuca.
I could do that.
Love that flavor. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this probably is the same family.
Right.
I've had absinthe.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Absinthe's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
What about Everclear?
Just a couple other descriptions people have used: pencil shavings.
Yeah, I got that.
Old battery rust.
Oh, okay. Fuck me.
Grapefruit pith, and menthol.
Mm. Okay. So black people like it.
Yeah, it's like a Newport. That's a fucking Newport right there. Malort, Newport.
Give me some of that murder wall, whatever y'all call it.
Bitch, show me pencil shavings.
Send me the short on that,
some of that wood shit.
Let me get a Lucy. Sir, it's called the shot.
Yeah.
Let me get a Lucy of Marlowe.
Marlowe.
Sir, it's a shot of Malort.
Marlowe.
Stupid. I'm sorry.
So stupid.
Yeah, man.
It was. So, have I told you guys about Johnny Brings a Bar?
No, what's up with that?
Is that the guy who chugs everything?
No, that's my friend Badlands.
Okay.
So Johnny Brings a Bar is my friend from Buffalo, and his name was Johnny Brings a Bar because he had in his trunk a collapsible bar.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that.
You could put ice in the bottom. And then the liquor bottles all you could stack in two shelves and it would fold down.
Wow.
So he would go to people's house parties, you would open the garage door, and he would back his car and open up the back, and you would dump ice in the back of the car and it would be a portable bar. Johnny Brings a Bar.
Johnny Brings a Bar.
And Johnny had a trick at bars that I've seen him do a bunch of times. And for people that listen to the show and heard me say this before, I apologize. It was called the Johnny Five. And if he ever does this again, I will be trying to get Malort involved. Because the Johnny Five was his trick, where he would bet anyone at the... This is real old school bar scumbag shit.
Yeah.
Where you're like making bets and shit.
Okay.
About what you can do at the bar.
And you better do it or not.
Yeah, it's like some Cheers kind of shit.
I can drink this beer with a cigarette tapped out in it.
Yeah. Right. So he got... The Johnny Five was he would bet anyone in the bar that if they bought them, he could do any five shots of whatever you picked in the order you picked them.
Mm.
And he would get down on one knee, and people would be like, all right, vodka, Jaeger, whiskey, rum, you know, peppermint schnapps.
Smorgasbord.
And he would bang all five.
Oh, God.
And now
Johnny.
I've always wanted to figure out what I could do to get him. And I feel like I would put my lord in.
Yeah.
And then put my lord in again.
Yeah. Ooh. Third and then last. Or second and then last. Yeah.
I would do, make him switch from light to dark.
Oh, God.
Then a my lord. Then go back to like a 151 and another my lord.
Wild turkey.
He's never vomited.
No, I've never seen him not do it.
He's a tank.
Shannon, what would be
How big is this guy?
Regular guy? Size. Regular dude.
Interesting.
Shannon, what would
Sounds
be your strategy?
I think after the first malort, you use the Guinea clear after dinner?
Zambuca.
Yeah, I would put a Zambuca in there. Like, I would do after the first malort, a Zambuca. I would start a tequila, malort, Zambuca, malort, and then I would say
151.
I do like the 151. So it switches tequila for 151, and I just hate gin personally.
Gin
should be no one said gin or scotch.
Does anyone take shots of gin?
I don't think people
though?
Do shots of gin, right?
Or scotch. And you're not supposed to, because I learned that the hard way. Because I grew up, everyone I drank with, they just drank. It wasn't even like shots. They were like, fill your mouth with alcohol. So we would just drink bottles of whatever, and that's how I learned you don't do that with gin or
scotch. That's why you like Cosmos. And
yeah, that's
all
what
that
I've
shit
gone completely the other way. I won't. Yeah,
you're traumatized. You're like, I only want girly drinks.
Yeah, dude, I don't do that.
I get embarrassed because I
vomited a lot. Yeah,
love bourbon. But I like
do
shitty
too.
Bourbon. Like, give me an
I
Old Crow.
Yeah,
give me an Evan Williams. Yeah, Jim Beam is my preferred. If we're going out and somebody else is paying. Maker's Mark.
I was about to say the bloody one. Yeah,
I have Maker's Mark in my trunk.
The trunk.
Mm-hmm.
A Maker's Mark, I'm great with. Once Scotch comes into play, I just do not have the palate for it.
No, Scotch is a different.
I have a friend that goes to Ireland every year and brings back this town makes this
scotch,
once
a
year.
Yeah.
It's $350 a bottle. They only make 100 of them. Mm. You have to like go sign up on a list to get it. And all these dudes will sit with like snifters of it and be like, yeah, rip this. And I'll be like, this tastes like shit.
Yeah. I don't like it.
In Europe, they don't.
And then you don't
want to
tell them, like, this is awful. I know. The whole time we were in Europe, they got so mad at me.
Like, Johnny Walker or something is like the closest I can get.
When I would try and order a Jack and Coke at the bar in Europe, they would look at me like a crazy person.
Yeah, same. And I would just get Johnny Walker red because that was like the closest I could get to bourbon. But
I would just go JMO.
Jameson, that's another one.
That was the easiest
way
to do that.
One. Yeah, because they don't have any bourbon over there.
Dude, the comedy club menu sucked. Over every comedy club we did, the menu would be like a tasting menu. Like,
oh,
I mean, one night I just drank whiskey and had olives because that was the closest thing I could find to something that sounded like food.
Yeah, a little snack.
All right, what do we got? We got one more thing before we get out of here. Okay. Creepy shower in Airbnb has travelers shocked.
So let me see which I'll start here. These people that rented this Airbnb went into the shower and saw this window. Let me try to make it bigger. So this is what it looked like inside their shower. So there's a window, and then there's like windows in like another apartment upstairs,
like a skylight.
Yeah,
in their shower.
But they're not on the top floor. Well, they're in the top floor of this part.
Well, there's another floor. So what they think is that the owner of the Airbnb like also has this next apartment upstairs and did this on purpose so that they could spy on them.
Maybe. Is this in the city?
Let me double check where it is.
Because yes, I feel like voyeurism out here is a thing too. Like people build that shit so they can be watched. But
it's
that's
very innovative.
Very
architectural, innovative to do that.
Yeah,
I will say it was a frequent. I think this is public knowledge. The guy who used to manage a bunch of us lives in the top floor of a building, but it's the shortest building in that neighborhood.
Mm.
So his roof was like the sixth floor, and everything else was like 10 or 20 floors.
Yeah.
And we all would hang out there at night and smoke cigarettes on his roof because you just saw naked people every night.
Yeah, you could just look in all the windows, look all around.
Yeah. And yeah, you saw people fuck like once. There were ladies that definitely knew it. Like,
yeah,
there were
if you
ladies.
Have
they
your
love
blinds
it.
Open, I'm looking.
There
I don't
would
give
be ladies
like,
that, would that would shower with the thing open.
They enjoy it.
Oh,
they know they're being watched. It's a part of life.
I like to hope they did.
No, 100%. They 100% do this.
I don't think they knew it was...
No.
The funniest people in the world, plus me,
just watching.
Yeah,
no,
just lurking.
There's an allure to it though, where they know, they've seen other people see them before, and
they like it.
Yeah, they're like
they
oh.
like it.
Sometimes
yeah.
I feel that way when people are having really loud. Like you ever hear your neighbors fuck?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And
people,
like,
people
they
have,
know
people
what they're
have
doing.
Heard me fucking. The police have been called a few times. They have. They thought I was like abusing my wife, but.
Nah, I was just beating that pussy up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yang, chang, chang, chang.
Oh, I know she's Asian.
No, but I'm watching. Even when I'm walking past, like,
same
apartments.
I try.
Or your brownstone or whatever, I'm watching you eat dinner, bro.
I try. If it's open and if there's no one on the street with me, I'll be like, what's going on in there? Especially if they don't see me, I'm like, I'll try to see what they're watching on TV. But if there's nothing going on, I leave. But if there's like, I always want to see someone fucking. I just
for me, it's hotels.
Mm.
When you're across from another hotel,
and you could look in,
and you could just, and I'll stand there like a pig.
Yeah,
I'll just stand
too,
there right, and I'm just scanning.
Yeah,
rear window situation.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. And even if you see nothing,
I still like to look.
Oh, dude, when I used to be a telemarketer. I had this little fucking chubby Jewish lady boss who was so mean. She was just, it was a dying, like you would talk about a sad state of affairs.
Ugh.
We were renewing magazine subscriptions and we're well into the internet. Like this is like,
nothing's on
post 20
anymore.
This is like 2013.
Yeah, that's
2014. And we're telemarketing magazines.
It's sad.
And just you could tell the business is dying, and this lady's just hemorrhaging money. We kept having to move to smaller offices.
She's like, "What are you doing in my living room now?"
Hemorrhaging money, and there was all office buildings across from us, and there was a guy that used to clean his apartment naked.
Yeah,
big old dick,
just vacuuming with his dick swinging.
And she kept calling the police.
No,
and the police would go, "Ma'am, where is he?" She was like, "He's in his apartment."
Well.
And then the cops would go, "Ma'am, stop looking."
Yeah.
And she would go, "No, it's indeed, there's women that work here. It's indecent exposure." He knows, and he goes, "Ma'am, you're looking in his window. You're the one committing a crime."
That's true. That is true.
And another, because there was like a photography studio on the same floor as our telemarketing office, and she came in to tell us that the police were there because two people were caught having sex in the bathroom. And she's just so you know, there were people having sex in our bathroom.
Ooh.
I called the police. They have been arrested. Does anybody have any questions?
Ugh.
And I went, "Are they hiring?"
Yeah, yeah, right. Can I work for them instead, bro? Hmm.
That lady was the worst. Every day she would order from the same deli that would fuck her food up.
Just to complain, probably. Just
the same. It was this. It was, "I want an iced coffee, no hazelnut. I'm allergic to hazelnut. Hazelnut coffee 3 out of 5 times."
Owned.
Because they didn't speak English. So they just heard hazelnut.
Hazelnut, yeah.
And then it was her order. It always shook me. A BLT, no L.
No lettuce.
No lettuce.
So you think you would go, "Let me just get a bacon and tomato sandwich."
That's it.
They're going to fuck it up.
100%.
Because now you're yelling on the phone to Mexicans, "No L," and they're like, They think you're talking to a guy in the back who's going to make the sandwich.
There's no whale back there.
And every day was, I need a BLT, no L.
Yeah. They're like,
"You
Noel.
Gave me L yesterday." Yeah, and then they would fuck it up every day. And then she would call and scream.
You could throw it off, too.
Scream.
Yeah, she could just take it.
And then every, like, once a month, she'd be like, let me order everybody lunch. It would be like, can it not be from the place?
Right, that you bitch about.
That you scream at on the phone every day.
Spit in our food.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right, I think we are about done, Ski. We got plugs and everything out of the way, right?
Yeah
that was fun.
Okay, thank
fun.
You.
That's great.
Shannon?
No, all good.
Okay, thank you so much. Please. Check out the Pimp Daddy Pod. Check out Super Selly Joe's.
Yes.
And, hey, if I'm going to see you this weekend at the Gathering of the Juggalos, give me a big old whoop whoop. I'll be driving around on a golf cart with various substances. And if you have some, you can give them to me. All right. Thank you. See you there. Bye-bye.
Peace.
So fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.